This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chris that's listening, and Susan's listening, and Kelly listening, and Andrea, and Larry, and John, and Joe, and Larry. Oh, Larry. I gave Larry credit twice. Like two Larrys. Hi. I'm not Larry. I'm not Mo. I'm not Curly. Wait a minute. We can redo this. Instead of it being the DJV experience, why don't we call it the Three Radio Stooges? And I could be Stooge number one. Jennifer, you could be Stooge number two, and Victoria, you could be Stooge number three.
All right. Wise guy, huh?
Yeah, wise guy, huh? I never could do that last.
That's pretty good.
You think so? All right, we have 7 minutes after the hour. We have the first day of February. Please spell it correctly. Jennifer, spell February, please.
This isn't fair because I was born this month.
Oh, okay, that's right. So your birthday is next week. Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, so I know how to I know how to spell this.
All right, so then Victoria, spell February, please.
February.
Yes, very, very nice. Okay, how about library? My two pet peeves when it comes to
how do people
misspell
library?
Because yeah, they say library, like they say February. They don't put the R in it. Library. Okay, I think I made my point. Don't you?
You're
think?
Okay. Take a deep breath.
I've never encountered anyone who doesn't know how to spell library.
Oh, my heavens. Are you kidding? Woo!
Usually people that don't know how to spell it don't know where it is.
Ah, that may be true. You're right about that. Okay, a couple of things off. This is time. I think we ought to make this first segment of this hour getting it off our chest time. Okay? And I make no comments about Jennifer's chest or Victoria's chest because it's inappropriate. I will make, this is the comment, this is getting it off of my chest. And I have seen this, I have liked it, I have shared it. I just actually did a lot of stuff, a lot of posting on my own personal page, which I'll put over to the show page as well, because there's a lot of stuff floating around today that I like and approve of, and I think we need to, other than calm down a little bit. I will say, I'm going to actually say two things. One of them has to do with the nominee. I believe that he is intelligent. I think he is well-intentioned. I think he will pass practically without any kind of opposition because I think for the first time in his 10 days, Trump did something that was smart and easy. This was easy. This was an easy pick because the Democrats, I mean, somebody actually went out and asked questions and found out whether the Democrats would support this guy before they put him up. And the Democrats, apparently, many of them like him. Those who were around before when he was confirmed for the circuit, the 10th Circuit, when Bush was president, liked him then. Many of those same people are still around. So I see this guy as the first one who sort of gets in and doesn't cause a ruckus and is actually qualified for the job. I can't tell you that I think that about most of the other people.
I love that you're so optimistic.
Why, you don't think he's going to have trouble?
Well, wait, you haven't said a name and what position.
Oh, Gorsuch.
Yeah,
the fellow who is the nominee, that's right, cabinet last night, so some people might not know it. The fellow that Trump wants to put into the Supreme Court is a guy named Neil Gorsuch. His mother ran the EPA under Reagan. And I couldn't remember why I remembered the name, but then I saw that she ran. That's where I remember her from. She brought some sanity to the EPA, which we have need of again. And I just think he's going to not be a problem. Unless they just want to screw over everybody just because they want to screw everybody over. I just think that it's a smart pick. Why are you chuckling?
I'm just laughing at the whole Merrick Garland thing.
The what?
The whole Merrick Garland thing. I mean, they wouldn't even give that guy the respect of hearing
Well, that was then.
And now it's all the Democrats' fault.
Yeah. Well, but you see, that doesn't get us anywhere. It's that,
right,
that was
I know,
then.
I know. Revisionist history.
I mean, it would be like me.
No,
back
of history. But if that's sour grapes, that's causing the people who voted for him back in 2007 to say that they're not going to do it again. That's why, to Doug's point, I worry. I think that this is a great pick. And I think under normal circumstances, I think he wouldn't have much trouble getting confirmed. But when you have the people who voted for him in 2007 saying he's not mainstream, whatever that means.
Who said
then
that?
I think that Chuck Schumer. I think that there's going to be, it's going to be a fight just simply for political sake. And just to clear the air about Merrick Garland, in 80 years in history, in 80 years, a president in their last term have not appointed a Supreme Court justice to a vacancy, and Joe Biden supported that back in the 90s. I mean, this is something that has been traditional in this country for a long time. I don't think maybe it had something to do with partisanship, but at the same time, if you're following the traditions of what they've deemed appropriate, this is not usually.
But tradition
something that
isn't playing much of a role these days in anything. Yeah. I mean, you can go back to Schumer, who said in November of 2015. This was when he was the second, I think, in charge of the Democratic leadership. He said, quote, "It would be necessary to halt the resettlement of Syrian refugees in the United States."
Right.
And so, you know, obviously, he's changed his mind since then for political reasons. But I'm going to just suggest that we look upon these things. The other thing I wanted to sort of get on my off my chest and onto your head. Were all of the posts that we can go back to. I'm not criticizing Jennifer, but I'm suggesting we ought to stay in the here and the now, because we could spend all day talking about all these people who sat by. I'm looking at three or four different posts as Obama bombed seven countries, American citizens were killed overseas without due process, mass surveillance was, I mean, there's all kinds of things that we can say were wrong with the last presidency and with legitimacy. But the last presidency is over. It's done. It's finished. Now it's time to focus on what is in the here and the now. And all of this back and forth wrangling that the news media wants to have us all drowned in is just that. Yes, I think it's important sometimes to point out, Jennifer, that there are lots of inconsistencies because people do things. And I think you just explain it away because people do things for political reasons. That's it, pretty much. And it doesn't make it better. It doesn't fix the problem. But it does address the problem to the point where we realize that, yeah, that was yesterday. If you live your life stuck in yesterday, you will not be a very happy character, because there's a lot of stuff about yesterday that none of us like. Time to move ahead to today. I think even though I was tempted to post that myself, I said, okay, no, I'm not doing that. All right, so Victoria, your turn. Get it off your chest.
I get what off my already? Chest. Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, it's... I'm good. There's no point. If this guy gets put in, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, I mean, am I concerned about women's rights and abortion rights and LGBT rights and marriage equality? Absolutely.
What does he have in his record that would support? What has he done that would violate or make you nervous about that? I don't know enough about his past to know whether he's done something.
He's very mainstream conservative.
What is specifically pro-life. Has he done? Yeah.
Well, I don't know specifically what he's done. I'm just saying when people outline what his views are, and Trump, the type of person that Trump said he would pick, he picked someone who is pro-life, and I don't know if he would want to overturn marriage equality. I don't know.
Trump said
he doesn't care about it, but that doesn't mean that this guy doesn't care about it.
Can we give Trump some props, actually, instead of doing all the angry stuff, which I know we're getting it off our chest, Deggie, but, I mean, yesterday, for people that were worried about Donald Trump being, like, dictatorish, I mean, he... he didn't overturn, which he had the opportunity to, the LGBTQ Rights Act that was passed by Obama. I think that should make everybody feel better. That was critical of how Trump might handle LGBTQ rights. It looks like he even said, I'm the only Republican candidate who mentioned this community in my acceptance speech, and I'm going to continue to support them. I'm not overturning anything. I think that's a positive.
Yeah.
That's positive on his end, yes.
And he said, that's pretty good.
And he had said when he was running that he didn't, you know, necessarily care that much about marriage equality because it was already passed and he wasn't thinking about it. And I liked that answer. But that doesn't mean that the Supreme Court, I mean, the Supreme Court operates independently from Trump. And if the Republican House wants to put legislation up that overturns all that, there isn't, you know, Trump can veto it and get back and forth. But I don't think he's going to do that. I don't see him.
Well, so can I give you just a little bit of naivete? And I love, people say I'm a Pollyanna and very naive, but there's a certain amount of naivete that goes along with saying that the Supreme Court's not political. If it were not political, George Bush would never have been president. Never have been president. So I think that the Supreme Court, unfortunately, is political, and sometimes we like their politics and sometimes we don't. But these days, everything is political. Look what's going on in California. I decided when I saw this, Jennifer, that I'm going to figure out a way to withhold some taxes that I pay. I'll be damned.
Good luck with that.
Either that or I'll stop spending any money there. I'll figure out ways of doing what I have to do there without contributing to a fund that's going to create a statewide sanctuary for people who are here illegally and provide money for lawyers for those people who are here illegally who are facing deportation. There are three things that were introduced in the hopper yesterday in the California Senate. Those two things I just outlined and an attempt to create a Muslim registry. I am against creating a Muslim registry. I'm happy to go
in
on the record.
California?
With that. Yeah.
What?
No, I am against any attempt for the feds to create a Muslim
registry. I agree with
Muslim
you, but what did California
registry?
Do with a Muslim
Yesterday,
registry?
Yesterday, there are three things that were put forth. There are bills that have been advanced in Sacramento in the past 24 hours that, A, provide money for people who are here to protect, if you will,
right,
make a statewide sanctuary for people who are here illegally.
That's right.
And to provide money for lawyers to protect them from deportation. I'll be damned if I want to pay for that. That's not
right. They already hired Eric Holder, who was the former attorney general. I mean, that's coming out of the tax
code. How dare they?
But you're not saying that California is supporting a Muslim registry, because I don't think that's true.
That would be bizarre.
Yeah.
No.
That would be really weird.
I mean, California, right?
No, what I'm saying is that the bills that have come in that would hamper or get in the way of any attempt to create a Muslim registry. So I was saying of the three things that were introduced yesterday, I was not for any attempt to create a Muslim registry. I agreed with the legislative process.
Yeah, they put up a bill that said that they would go against a Muslim registry.
It.
Yes.
And I would, too.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any reason
for it. Of course,
I
would, too.
But the other thing
is something that I think most
to
people
provide money for lawyers for these people that are here being deported? Uh-uh. There's 2 million immigrants that are in California. The largest population of illegals are in California. And you want to pay to save
and it's
it?
Not just the funny thing about this is that they're not just paying on a statewide level, but they're also in most of the sanctuary cities throughout California, Los Angeles being the one that I live in. They're also doing city cat taxes to do the same thing. They've hired on lawyers to protect people for violating what is the law of the country, and that's you're right. That is problematic. I mean, there's some middle ground here, and there's some sense to be had where where we're not defending. I mean, this is, I don't mean to chuckle, but it's very frustrating because all I hear from people, the people that I live with, the people that I love, my mom, my family, my friends, people that are in my town, is this massive sense of hysteria. And I tend to trust the country that I live in because I think we have a system of checks and balances. And I think that hysteria it's a little over the top. And this action by California to waste taxpayer dollars to bring these people in, I mean, it's insulting. There's also a measure that I think Texas has looked at in the past, but it's Cal exit, where California would essentially exit from the United States because they don't like being ruled by Donald Trump. Well, I've got news for you. Donald Trump is in for 4 years and maybe eight. And so you're willing to dissolve your relationship with the country that we're part of.
Your whack jobs. Maybe I should
Because Donald Trump is president. I'm sorry. I didn't like President Obama very much. It had nothing to do with the color of his skin. But you suck it up and you deal with it, and a new guy comes along in 8 years or four years.
So if it wasn't for my children being in California, I might want to go to the warm weather in Florida and stop going to California.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
That's the way every day goes. Every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me.
All right, 23 and change at the hour now. DJ V Experience, Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the same way.
I better be quiet and let Frank Ocean.
If you can fly, then you feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land. So I'm someone all true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. We'll let you down when it's all.
There are more award shows than you can shake a stick at. And now the focus is on the GLAAD Media Awards. Nominees include Frank Ocean, Sia, and Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. Man, I'll tell you, she's a piece of work. These are awards given out. This is the 28th year this has happened. Recognize and honor media that is fair, accurate, and inclusive of the LGBTQ community and the issues that affect their lives. GLAAD says for the first time ever, the Outstanding Music Artist category has expanded from 5 nominees to 10, reflecting growing inclusion. I think that's the way the country is going, frankly. Don't you? I mean, isn't that kind of the way everybody is, or most people are going, except if you live in North Carolina. Anyway, the Outstanding Music Artist category, that didn't seem to amuse anybody else, so I better keep moving. The Outstanding Music Artist category for albums released in the past year, Frank Ocean's Blonde, Sia's This Is Acting, and Lady Gaga's Joanne. Let's see, Against Me, Shape Shift With Me, Blood Orange's Freetown Sound, Brandy Clark's Big Day in a Small Town, Tyler Glenn's Excommunication, Ty Herndon's House on Fire, Elton John's Wonderful Crazy Night, and Tegan and Sarah's Love You to Death. All right, so
I didn't this? Elton John had new music.
I didn't either. Crank this up. When did this come out? Anybody know? There's nothing, there's no heavy lifting understanding where Elton John's coming from because he's part of this community. So, I don't know any of these. I don't know Ty Herndon. Who knows? Who can tell?
I do. He's a country singer.
Yeah.
Who
Brandi Clarke is too, right?
Yeah, Brandi Clarke is too. Ty Herndon was probably most famous during the late 90s. He's had a couple of hits here and there, but particularly in the late 90s.
Okay.
And
by the way,
he came out as a gay man. Maybe, I don't know, 10
so
years
So all
ago
these
now.
People that are up for the awards are gay? Gaga's not gay.
No, she's a big gay. She's a big gay fan base.
Yeah, right. Well, she.
I mean, that's
yeah,
fair. She is not gay either. Okay. But I mean, it's just it's just being inclusive and representing kind of fighting for the LGBTQ community too.
By the way, Gaga is not going to be on the roof on Sunday to do the halftime show. She's going to be suspended from the roof. And as Jennifer said,
as I said, what can go wrong?
What can go wrong with that? All right. Hey. Some more announcements for awards. The Weeknd and Daft Punk lead a lineup of performers added to the Grammy Awards. Now, let's see here. Who's on? Alicia Keys is going to be on this show. Maren Morris. Now, I actually felt like I knew something because I saw Maren Morris profile in People magazine. I know who that is.
Well,
I wouldn't
have.
Had I not been listening to you, Jennifer. Let's see here. We got rapper Anderson. And is that... I'm getting confused here.
Anderson .Paak, he's going to join... The Grammys always match everybody up, and so they make these memorable Grammy moments. So Anderson .Paak will join A Tribe Called Quest, and Dave Grohl on stage. They're going to perform together. So they always like mixing up genres, and it's always a surprise. They don't really usually announce who's going to be paired up.
All right, I got it.
In advance.
Grohl, the Foo Fighters frontman and Hall of Famer with Nirvana, has collected 15 Grammys so far. So this show is going to be a week from Sunday, not on the same day as the Super Bowl, obviously. That'll be the big event on February 12th from the Staples Center in L.A. 28 past the hour here.
How to increase your patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When people tell me that they struggle with patience, I say, that's because you practice impatience. And that's true for you as well, if you're generally impatient. You master what you practice, and the great thing about practicing patience is that life naturally provides you with many, many opportunities to practice it. So here are three things you can do to become more patient. First, become aware of situations where you're offered opportunities to practice it. Second, do whatever you can to delay instant gratification. For example, if you find that your leg is itchy, take a few moments to breathe in deeply a couple times before you reach to scratch it. Third and finally, allow yourself to get very comfortable saying the phrase, I'm okay, I can handle this. In fact, those three steps, becoming aware, delaying gratification, and saying the phrase, I'm okay, I can handle this, will help you increase your patience in less time than you might expect. Listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
And now, Geico saving stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Before we get to food news, there's some good news. Not that there's bad news from the world of food, but good news for those of you who love good news. With the uncertainty all around us, you'll all be happy, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, everyone else who's listening, that the Fed has said they're going to leave interest rates where they are. They're having a policy meeting today, but the economy has, even the stock market went up late yesterday. It didn't do well early in the day, but went back. So I think there's just going to have to be sort of a floating of the boat here. And let's see where the watermark is. Everybody kind of needs to calm down a little bit. That's what the Fed says. So that's good, because it isn't good to have higher interest rates, because that might threaten, especially if there are other bubbles, the facilitating of keeping the economy going well. So keep our fingers crossed for that. 25 before the hour, food news. This is for Jennifer. I guess we'll start with the wine news. There's a new wine cork that lets wine store inside. Okay, so that's as much as I know. I'm leaving this one to the experts for a change. Wine corks. I thought you just, wine corks, you took them out of the bottle, and when you were done drinking whatever you wanted to drink, you put the cork back in the bottle. So what difference does it make whether it's on its side or upside down or whatever?
Well, the problem is when you take the cork out of the bottle, the air hits it. Because, you know, a cork is a living, breathing thing, right? This is not all... Sometimes you can get plastic corks. In some of the lower-end wines, they use plastic corks. But you take out a cork, and the bottom half of it that was in the bottle will typically expand. So if you put the cork back in, you have to turn the cork upside down, jam it back in the bottle. And if you were to put the bottle on its side, the bottle would then leak out. So you always have to stay, the wine would leak out. So you have to usually keep it upright. I guess with these new corks, and this is pretty cool, I might have to look into getting some. They are silicone corks. So you can just put them in. They create this airtight seal so that if you wanted to store an open bottle down, you could actually do that without having the contents leak out.
Huh. And what about this? When we drank champagne, I think it was champagne. It wasn't wine. Meredith put a spoon in the bottle.
Yeah, that's one of those, I don't know if there's any proven science behind it, but a lot of people will put the handle of a spoon into a bottle of champagne to keep it fizzier longer.
And then she ended up throwing it out anyway.
Of course, because that's what happens. I mean, really, if you don't drink the champagne or the sparkling that night, you're really risking it. If you don't drink it the next day, especially like in the morning, maybe make a mimosa or something like that, risking it, then you got to dump it.
Okay. There's the wine department, thanks to our sommelier, our resident sommelier, Jennifer Horn. Okay, it's National Meat Week. No matter what kind of meat you like, this is your week. Barbecues, hot dogs, hamburgers, steak, what else? Smoked.
Well, sure, midwinter
chicken.
Is always barbecue week, isn't it?
Midwinter?
Yeah. Are you saying it's barbecue week like now?
No, it's National Meat Week.
Oh,
barbecue
meat week. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was like,
barbecue week is the last week of May. But National Meat Week is the last week of January. Obviously, we're into February now, but it holds over. So those of you who are big meat eaters, and this is, by the way, there's no, I don't think there's any question about why it's the Super Bowl this weekend, and more barbecue will be sold this weekend than is sold at any other time during, as a matter of fact, more
really? That is
wingless chicken, more Tostitos, more all of that. The more of that stuff is sold
this
week for Sunday.
The good stuff, yeah.
Say what?
I said it's the junk food, the good stuff.
Yeah, it's junk. It's good junk if there is such a thing.
Yeah, I'm not throwing stones when I call it junk food. It's a good food.
No, I understand. All right, so let's see. What do we have for food news? Hooters is in the news for the man with discerning taste in chicken wings, but who doesn't like the thought of watching a woman wearing skimpy clothing while she serves you these wings? There's finally, my God, it's about time, a restaurant in which you can feel comfortable. It's called Hoots. Perhaps recognizing the abundance of men who are not interested in looking at a woman's chest. Where are those people?
Huh? The guys who go to Hooters, I guess, and say they only go for the wings.
Oh,
a lot.
Of course, yeah, right. There are three of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this new restaurant is called Hoots. Female and male servers don't wear revealing clothing. I didn't realize that male servers anywhere. Where is there a restaurant in the country? Equal opportunity for women who like eye candy. Where do you go for men to be as exposed as women are in Hooters?
Chippendales?
Yeah.
But there's no restaurant called Chippendales.
Right.
Right? I don't think there's
You should start something up, Dougie.
There you go. I could be out there as a... No, I couldn't.
Did you hear, though, this story's a great one, yes. But did you hear that Hooters is actually going to start hiring male servers?
Are they? And how are they going to...
They might start putting them in Hoots, though. I don't know that they're going to put them in the regular Hooters. Or are they? And then they're going to wear the little orange shorts?
I don't know. I just saw a headline trending yesterday, and I thought, oh, no. I mean, not that I'm a big fan of Hooters, but, I mean, look at the name. What are you going to do? I mean, come on.
Hoots. What do they call it if it's a guy, though? If it, Hoots and Hooters are for women, so what are men called? What would a restaurant built around the same philosophy that would have men?
Don't have me play this game.
I know.
Right, what could go wrong with that conversation? All right. Let's see here. Kale is in the food news today, getting a makeover. The goal is to make it less like itself. How many people are into kale these days? Put it in your smoothie. You have it with your salad. You put a lot of stuff on it so it has some taste other than tasting like newspaper, which is what it usually tastes like for me anyway.
See, I love kale. I'm not big at putting kale into my smoothies because I think it's a little too bitter. I prefer spinach, but it is delicious when you saute it with coconut oil and a little bit of red onion.
So you can make some.
Yeah, that is good. It took me a while to get into it, and then I got to the point where I love a kale Caesar. That's like my favorite salad. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I mean, just it is a little bit bitter on its own, for sure.
Yes, it
needs some help.
All right, so thanks to Cornell University's College of Agriculture, there is they're soliciting consumers' opinions on kale, what you like, what you don't like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Kale, like a lot of other vegetables, has been bred with the new kale. The old kale was just a weed. Now, it's a big business. Remember, we used to put kale on salads as a garnish, and you'd throw it away. You'd never eat it. And now it's been selected because it grows well in drought areas. It's very disease resistant. I can understand that. Who'd want to bite into that? Tastes terrible. Bugs don't even like it. The traits do not translate into a better taste, however, just something better for your health. It won't be more flavorful, so they say. One test subject said he didn't mind kale, but mostly because he puts it in his smoothies and the berries hide the flavor. I think that's probably pretty true. Mm. Scientists hope to develop new and tastier strains of kale to seduce farmers to grow it. Really? Farmers, in my area, because a lot of granola's around, they love not even granola. I mean, people who are really conscious of their health seem to be putting...
Yeah. My brother and his girlfriend grow it in their backyard. They have huge... I mean, I had no idea how large kale can grow.
Yeah.
It almost looks like sunflower, like it gets really high.
Well, the leaves spread out.
Yeah.
It doesn't need much water. But I've seen it. It goes into lots of smoothies on counters that I've seen around in various places that I visited, if you know what I mean. So, there you go. Kale... New kale. It's the era of the new kale. Our food report brought to you by the folks who bring us Sherry's berries. Lana's talking about berries and all that good stuff. We have posted so that you can see what the Sherry's berries look like. I think Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, let's see, it's at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Seashell. Well, put it on Instagram, too, and Facebook. Pictures of what the Sherry's berries look like. If you don't think from my description and the way the ladies are talking about it, if that doesn't appeal to you enough, look at the pictures of the product that you will be sending, and that will convince you like bingo to call. Actually, you don't have to call anymore. They don't even have phone numbers. All you can do is go online to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Just look, and I think with the post that we have, we'll reinforce going to Berry, so I'll remind you of that. But if you want something that's really personal, really special, really cool for your sweetheart, the uniqueness of Sherry's Berries, and then all the other things that you can find at their website as well, if you're tired of the same old Valentine's gifts, then go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, and order the dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. You want twice as many berries? Give them $10 more, and you get twice as many berries. Go online to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in DJV. That's it. Valentine's Day is right around the corner now. We are into February. One way to get Sherry's berries, starting at $19.99, is to visit berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in DJV. Our suggestion is that you make this unique order right now, today, while you're thinking about it.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the have and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, some more food news here at 46 and change after the hour. McDonald's is they're trying to upscale themselves. That's the best. I mean, I saw that movie, The Founder. The rest of you seen that movie yet? If you haven't seen
it? No, I'd like to.
Go see it. It's really quite a good movie. And if not anything else than to enjoy Michael Keaton, but it's the story as well that's good. So those of you who brag about your Starbucks gold card, but you don't want to tell people to go to McDonald's, there's a secret McDonald's gold card called McGold, which allows the recipient free McDonald's anytime. It is not easily bought. It's given to high-profile celebrities, like Warren Buffett has one. David Peterson, who invented the Egg McMuffin, and his son, who are the people in charge of the gold cards, he gives them out to anybody he wants to. And most of the people that have them are celebrities or people who do heroic deeds, like Charles Ramsey, the man who dropped his Big Mac to rescue those three kidnapped women a couple of years ago. Remember that? Well, you may don't remember that, but I do.
Oh, wait, and they were next door to him, and they were banging.
Yeah,
heard them.
Yeah,
I remember that story.
In Cleveland, yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, he got one of those gold cards. It's McGold.
Wow. You know, Warren Buffett, I think, goes to McDonald's every single day.
Apparently he does. Yes, I've heard
that too. Yeah, own a steak in McDonald's?
Nobody, has the exact change counted out for his breakfast, and he's ready to go.
All set to go. But the big game, time to bring people together in real life for a party. But an increase in parties also heightens the potential for driving under the influence. Here's something to think about from Jay Curtis.
Drunk driving crashes have been shown to increase after major football games. Pat O'Toole from Frito-Lay is here to share how Tostitos is doing its part to help prevent driving under the influence.
As the official chip and dip of the NFL, we at Tostitos are partnering with Mothers Against Drunk Driving to take 25,000 vehicles off the road Sunday night. Just by using the UPC on Tostitos bags as a promo code, partygoers nationwide can redeem up to $10 off an Uber ride home.
How else is Tostitos helping to keep people safe?
Last week, Tostitos surprised fans watching the playoffs with a first-ever alcohol detection device on limited edition Tostitos bags. The bags help raise awareness for the completely preventable issue of drunk driving and remind partiers to plan ahead and get home safely.
For more, go to Tostitos.com. Now you're in the know.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. Time for Victoria to inform you about some of the important things going on in the world of technology for your listening and dancing pleasure. Unless you're maybe listening and driving pleasure is more appropriate for today. Uber is trying to correct some problems that they have that came about as a result of perhaps jumping a little too quickly last week at JFK. And Lyft, been pretty smart in the PR department. You know, you can say good things up and down about both of them. But anyway, Victoria will have that story in just a moment here.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yours contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, let's get at it here. 55 past the hour. What's Uber trying to do, Victoria?
Well, you know, Uber got a pretty big backlash after the intense protests.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
The Delete Uber hashtag and movement caused a lot of people.
All over social media.
It was all over social media all weekend. Essentially, what happened in a nutshell, the protests were breaking out at JFK about the travel ban, and Uber, instead of tweeting a message that would sort of be maybe more of a social message, they basically talked about how they were turning off surge pricing. So
the cabbies were on strike, so this was an opportunity for them to have a picnic.
Right. And so a lot of people thought this was a very opportunistic type of tweet and message, and they didn't like that. On the other hand, Lyft, which is the much smaller competitor to Uber, they tweeted that they were going to be donating $1 million to the ACLU over the next 4 years. And that won big with a lot of people who were against the travel ban and the immigration stuff. So now Uber's really trying hard to do some good PR for themselves. Yeah. They the CEO and co-founder, Travis Kalanick, who is an advisor to Trump on his policy team. People are going after him and Uber for that connection to Trump. But the thing is, like New York Magazine pointed out yesterday,
for God's sake, would you give that a break?
Well,
oh,
here's the thing. People, you know, if you want to go after a company because it has ties to Trump, Lyft also has ties to Trump because their main stakeholder is Peter Thiel. And so, of course, he's the guy who went after Gawker and everything.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And he's been playing a prominent role in the transition team. So essentially, New York Magazine said yesterday, you know, if you're really trying to boycott a company because it's related to Trump, then Lyft is not the answer.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, leave the companies alone or start your own, you know.
Yeah. Get a life.
So, but in the process, Uber, you'll see lots of Uber ads popping up on social media.
Yeah.
They've paid a lot of money for for ads. Yeah.
Thank God for Uber. Those people were trapped at the airport at JFK because those dumb taxi drivers wouldn't come in and take them out. I mean, thank God for them. I'm going to use them exclusively. I'm going to tweet for them. I love them. I mean, why
would
they?
I use them a lot.
Why the heck wouldn't they? They're in a business. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Why would we? Ugh.
Okay, there's a
capitalism. People can boycott, I guess, and support as they want.
Yeah, I think it's healthy, but just know that there's an option and talk about the options.
Well, and also, this isn't one of those fake news type things in a sense. Know who you're supporting. If you think because you read a headline about Uber that supporting Lyft is all on your left cause, well, do a little research because it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, it's, you know, the whole point in the world that we live in fake news, and there was a story about Fox News and Justin Trudeau going back and forth, too. You know, you have to really know your sources.
All right. Apple has said that their iPhone sales have increased. They are now the top smartphone seller again. Yeah, they did. First time in 5 years. So I guess if you have Apple stock, that's a good thing. Any stock is going to. We actually started going up yesterday.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.